Hi, this is Kathleen Maxwell Ramby with The Gathering, bringing God into everyday life. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy this lesson. And remember, don't just listen, partner with God and practice it. I want to give a shout out to our monthly donors, Mary Mitchelstein, Colin Melissa Johnson, Deanna Caraway, Laura Jane Elder, and special gifts from Lois Carter and Mary Cobflesh this month. We now have listeners from 19 different countries, and I so appreciate those that make this podcast possible. My heart is to share my life and my stories of how God wants to be a part of our everyday life through real life experiences and share His words. I want people's hearts to be touched, encouraged, healed, and set free, and strengthened as they listen. So if you enjoyed this podcast, consider becoming a patron. Your donations keep them coming. Look for the little green or red button at the top of your page on the podcast, and you can give a gift of $5 a month, $10 a month, or a one-time gift. Also, if you like today's message, click the like button and leave me a comment. I love hearing from my listeners. Thanks again for joining us, and you can contact me at KathleenMaxwell1@gmail.com. Have a great day. Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me today for the Kathleen Maxwell Ramby podcast. It is September the 3rd, 2020, and I just want to say The Gathering, bringing God into everyday life, the Bible study that I do will begin meeting in person in October of this year, and so I'll be getting some more details out about that for those of you that live in the Kerrville, Texas area. But we're going to jump into today's lesson, which is titled Rooted in Love. And I just want to say the last couple of weeks, God has just been speaking to me about being rooted in Him. And it just kept coming to me. And I happened to read a scripture in Colossians that reminded me of it had the word rooted in the passage. And I've learned that when I hear something repeated, when God is trying to speak something to me, I'll see a repetition, and it'll come from different places. I firmly believe that everything is about our relationship with God. Everything that is going on in your life, good, bad, ugly, it all has to do with our relationship with Him. And Bible tells us that He's moving us from glory to glory. And so I really feel like even the adversity, the craziness of life that can sometimes happen. Yes, I've had one of those days today. But when all of this stuff happens, God is in the midst of it. And there are things that we can glean as we look to Him and as we are rooted in Him. And so as we jump into the lesson, let me just pray for everyone. Lord, I thank You so much for who You are, for Your great love, and Lord, Your desire for relationship with each and every one of us. Father, You love us so, so much. So let our roots sink deeper and deeper in relationship with You, and let us lean in to hear Your voice. And I ask that even through my words, Lord, You would be speaking to each and every heart. And Father, what they receive, they would take into their families, into their communities, into those that are around us. And just use us, Lord, because I know Your heart is for those that need a Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. So, I want to jump in by starting in Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7. And this is in the NIV translation. So just listen to these words and let them wash over you. And I want you to just hear what God is speaking to you personally and what this might look like in your life, in your everyday walk with Him. It says, Colossians 2, verse 6 and 7. So then, just as you have received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live lives rooted in Him. Rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Right there, the word instructs us. It says, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him. And I was thinking about roots and what the roots look like in a plant. I love to grow flowers. I have a small little garden. I plant and replant and pot succulents. It's something I just enjoy doing as a hobby. And I've noticed a lot just about roots as I've transplant things and try to establish them in different pots, these plants in different pots. And then we also have a home in Uvalde, Texas, which is South Texas, and there's an awful lot of farming in that area. And so I frequently see crop after crop. And as I've thought of that, and as I've thought of just what being rooted means, you know, roots keep something. When you look at the definition of rooted, and I actually looked this up in the concordance, root means to become stable. I looked this up in the concordance, and it said the word root, the word rooted, its literal meaning means to become stable. And so when you think about just your life, and when you think about how sometimes life shakes us, sometimes life shatters us. I've had some devastating things happen in my life, losing my late husband, losing my mom and dad shortly thereafter, just other things that have happened that have just shaken my faith and have just shaken me, have kind of, sometimes life happens, and when it happens quick, at times it's like we're looking for our balance because there's a shift. And to me, there's an awful lot of that going on right now with COVID-19 and just, you know, the election coming up and a lot of just uncertainty in things that are going on in life. And so my question to you is, what are you rooted in? Because roots provide nourishment for a plant. The roots, when the roots are strong and when the roots are in good soil, then the plant thrives. And I think that that's true. And I think God is giving us just an analogy right here of that our roots have to be built and established in Him, in His Word, in His character, and what He says. And we're going to talk a little more about this. It says, be strengthened in your faith as you were taught. We can learn things, but folks, I'm a firm believer. You don't own it, and you don't really know it until you experience, until you walk through it, until you practice, until you practice daily life with God. And that is in the good, in the bad, and the ugly. And here in Colossians 2, 6, and 7, it says, we do that with overflowing and overflowing with thankfulness. Thankfulness is something that is overcoming, is something that is a useful tool, because to me, overcoming any problem begins with a thankful heart. And the Lord just doesn't want us to have a little bit of thankfulness. He wants us to be overflowing with it right here. When you're overflowing with something, then not only do you have enough for yourself, but you have enough to give away to others. Let's read the scripture in some other translations. Colossians 2, 6 and 7, and this is in the Amplified Bible. It gives us a little bit more of a picture. It says, having been deeply rooted in Him, and now being continually built up in Him and becoming increasingly more established in your faith, just as you were taught, and overflowing in it with gratitude. Again, we just see, it says right here, deeply rooted. When roots go deeper, they're much stronger. When I'm transplanting my succulents, those little succulents, I try to transplant them when they're relatively new plants. They're, you know, maybe an inch or so tall, an inch to 2 inches, because then the roots aren't so deep that if I pull them, they break off. I don't want that to happen because then the plant can die. And I think that's such a picture of our roots need to be going deeper each day in our lives with the Lord. And sometimes that looks like reading His Word and letting His Word wash over us and taking a scripture and meditating on it and working it into the fabric of your life and practicing it. I don't think it's so much about how much you read. I think it's how you take what you read, and it can be one scripture, it can be a half a scripture, and practicing that throughout your day. Throughout your day. Let's go on to the Living Bible translation of this very same scripture. And it says, I love this. It says, "And now just as you trusted Christ to save you, trust Him too for each day's problems. Live in vital union with Him. Let your roots grow down into Him and draw up nourishment from Him. See that you are growing in the Lord and become strong and vigorous in the truth you were taught. Let your lives overflow with joy and thanksgiving for all He has done." You know, when we have crazy days, those are the days that for me, I fall back with just a simple reminder. Okay, but God loves me. Okay, God is with me. Okay, this all seems crazy, but God, I know you're in it. So I'm going to keep looking for you and what you're trying to work in my life and out of my life. And there becomes a real joy and dependency on Him. There really does. Just even today, there have just been some just crazy things going. It's a busy season of the year for my husband and I. He has a side hunting business. And so at this time of year, he's working two jobs and I'm helping him and preparing for our dove hunters. And we have a lot of guests and people in and out of our house. And I got everything, been working really hard this last week to get everything all done for him, and needed to make a quick trip to Kerrville to do some things. And on the way, a friend of mine needed a house and a place to stay. And so I was like, sure, come on, you can stay in my, and she and her husband could stay in the other side of my house. And I thought, okay, there we go. I've got that going. And I know I got to Kerrville, wasn't in town, you know, but about 10 minutes, and my daughter called, and she's expecting a baby and due in a few weeks. And thought she could be in some labor, not quite sure. So I'm kind of on call because I can be going down to, we'll be going down to help her. And then about that time, my husband called and he said, "Where are you?" He said, he ran over the leg of our dog and his dog. And so there was just, I mean, a lot in a matter of a few minutes, a lot that was going on. And I kind of just laughed in a minute as I just thought of how I needed to readjust everything and look at my priorities of what I had to get done and needed to get done so then I could go and be available for my family. And in the midst of that, I just had to step back and just say, "God, I love you. I know you're in all of this. I gave my day to you." And so my heart today has been for my roots to even go deeper in the midst of many different plates spinning in life. And so I love what the scripture has to say, because sometimes the rhythm of life on certain days, the rhythm is, and the tempo is changing very fast and quickly. And we have to learn to just move with the Holy Spirit. He wants to be our constant companion. He wants to walk with us through all of the things that we face. And even in the midst of that, we can do that, you know, with joy. And I walked in to quickly get an allergy shot because that was a priority for me today. As I hit town and ran into a woman that had just read one of my articles that I write for the paper, and she was just telling me how much it helped her, and it was just an encouragement to me. I just needed some good news in the midst of some of some of the things that were spinning around, and I ran into another dear friend while I was there, and we go way back in years, and so we were talking, catching up very briefly, and I got ready to leave the doctor's office, and she said, "Here, let me pray for you," and what a gift. God is right there in the midst, and, you know, He knew what I needed to just kind of get my balance so that I could be able to navigate, because I'm not even sure exactly where I'm going to be staying tonight. There's a lot of things going on. So let's read this scripture in Colossians 6 and in the Living Bible. And I love what this one says too. It says, "And I pray that Christ will become more and more at home in your hearts, living within you as you trust in Him. May your roots go down deep in the soil of God's marvelous love." And I was so glad I had read that first thing this morning as I was preparing for this podcast, not knowing what my day was going to look like, but just my mind was so centered on God's being rooted in God's marvelous love. And then I have to tell you, sometimes I listen to different people, and I turned on somebody, a lady that I follow, named Lana Valzer, and I happened to click on one of her recent Facebook lives, and do you know that she was talking today about being rooted in God's love? And so here is this word that has been coming around my life the last 2 weeks, and I just thought, what a confirmation, Lord, what a confirmation, because in her words, she was just speaking about, you know, our roots being deep in the Lord, and she said it in some different words than I put it, but basically the same thing. So I love how God confirms things, and so look for that as you are listening for God and what He might be saying to you. Let's go to another scripture real quick, Ephesians 3 verse 17, and it says, "So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and may you, having been deeply rooted and securely grounded in His love." Man, that when our roots are deep in the Lord, when our trust is in the Lord, when our strength is in the Lord, when our nourishment for the day is rooted in the Lord, then we're going to have a lot more balance. It was interesting. We had a hailstorm here, and I lost some plants. But the plants that made it from our hailstorm were those whose roots were deep, and the soil was good. And it has made me think of the importance of soil. The importance of soil and what keeps the soil of our heart soft so our relationship can be abiding. And as I've thought about this, what keeps my heart soft so that the seeds of the word, the seeds of prayer, my relationship of the Lord is growing are several things. And that is repentance. You know, when I mess up, being quick to run to the Lord and say, "God, I messed up. Will you forgive me? God, I didn't respond in a way that represented you well. Will you forgive me?" And so repentance is our friend and keeps our heart soft. Humility keeps it soft. None of us know it all. None of us do. And God talks a lot in His Word about humility. And humility is acknowledging, you know, is acknowledging when we have messed up. It's knowing that, you know, that the Lord is the one that we can depend on. But He's also, it says He gives grace to the humble. And when we know we can't do things in our own strength, when we go to Him in humble hearts and say, "Lord, I need help. I am not Superwoman. I am not the Savior." And in the midst of this today, in talking to another friend about all that was going on and being torn and wanting to be with my husband because of all he needs support right now, and of course needing and wanting to go help my daughter at this joyous and exciting time, but a time when she really needs help. As I felt torn, there was another part of me that I made the comment to a friend. I said, I'm not the Savior. And I can rest in that. I don't have to be. My family needs me. I always want to be there for them. But I also know that there are other things that God is working in their own lives too. So humility is something that keeps the soil of our heart soft. And to forgiveness. You know, when stuff is going on, a lot of times we just have to stop and forgive people. And doing that quickly, I believe, is important. There's a woman that I've met, and she's at the gym where I work out. And there must be something really going on with that woman, because she's just not very kind at times. And I have made it my mission to kill her with kindness and love and grace. And, you know, in the midst of things, and even this morning running into her, how can I, being rooted in love, how can I be kind to her? And, you know, in that too, and I'll say, sometimes when somebody doesn't respond in a right way, we have to stop and forgive them. And as I walked and left the gym this morning, because she just really was kind of rude. I'm just going to tell you, she really was. But I walked out and I said, Lord, just bless her today. And Father, I just choose to forgive her for, Lord, just not being kind. And I don't know what's going on in her life. She could have a lot of things. I don't know. That's not for me to judge. My job, though, is to love her. So Ephesians 3:17, I'm going to read this again to you because I love it. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and may you, having been deeply rooted and securely grounded in love, I pray that Christ will become more and more at home in your hearts, living within you as you trust in him. And may your roots go down deep into the soil of God's marvelous love. Oh my goodness. Love that. Love that scripture. Love that scripture, which is confirming too of the one in Colossians. And then James 1:21. So get rid of all uncleanliness and all that remains of wickedness, and with a humble spirit receive the word of God, which is implanted, actually rooted in your heart, which is able to save your souls. And again, that word humble spirit is right there. And it is important. It's that humble spirit that provides fertile ground for us when we read the word, and it can convict our hearts. And, you know, God is not up there saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe Kathleen did this or Kathleen did that. When I mess up, that's not his heart. I know that his heart for me and his heart for you is, that's my girl. Look at her. She's out there trying. She's out there practicing. She's dependent on me. She's looking to me. I know where my strength comes from. I know that there are a lot of things that I'm called to do that I don't have the strength to do it in and of myself, but God does. So, yeah. Let me just challenge you to be rooted in Him. Be rooted in Him. And whether that is giving nourishment to your heart by listening to praise and worship music. The other day, I went for a walk, put on my worship music, and just let the worship music just wash over me. And even as I walked, it was on our country road, but I was just singing to the Lord, and it was just like watering the ground of my heart. It was just strengthening me in a way. So get your nourishment from Him. He wants to be a part of every minute of every day of your life. So let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for how you confirm things to us. And I thank you that even this message is confirmation to those that are seeking you. of how our roots need to go deep in you, because you and only you are the one that we can trust and depend on. So bless each listener. Thank you so much, God, for each and every one of them. Show them who they may need to send this message to or some of the other podcasts to, Lord, that your word can go forth, that your word can grow in others, Lord, just throughout the nations. And I ask that you bless each and every home. In Jesus' name, amen.